When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Hello, fellow soldiers. It's Michael Knowles here, a general in the war on Christmas. We are all part of Santa's army. Actually, Santa does have a religious connection to the holiday, which is about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the connection being that Santa's based on St. Nicholas. There's very many interesting things to say about Christmas. And then there are a lot of uninteresting, stupid things to say about Christmas, which is what the libs who are waging the war on Christmas say all the time. So here is our annual edition of the liberals' latest talking points in the war on Christmas. Take it away.
I think I figured out why it is that I hate Christmas music. I just don't buy it. It's nothing more than a marketing ploy to get you to like buy more stuff, and it's all like about Christianity and Jesus Christ, you know.
I was kind of with her in the first part. I agree that a lot of Christmas music, which people just play during Advent, is just a marketing ploy to get you to buy more stuff. It's all just about consumerism. C.S. Lewis wrote a good essay on this about the difference between Christmas and Xmas. You know, Xmas is this new holiday where you just celebrate material items and no one's really happy about it. I agree with that. Then she goes on to say, all this Christmas music is just about Jesus. But it's not. The problem is virtually none of it's about Jesus anymore.
Christians, Catholics, a lot of people claim to worship some sort of Messiah, some sort of like guru of supreme knowledge, holiness, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
This is how you can tell this woman's brain has just been melted by like white liberal girl watered down Buddhism. She doesn't even know how to approach the religion that she's describing on its own terms. She's using words that come from the East and from the non-theistic religions. Jesus is a guru of supreme knowledge. No serious person has ever referred to Jesus, our Lord, as a guru. He's God. Not a guru of supreme knowledge, not some like yogi sitting, you know, with cross legs while a sitar plays, not whatever like hippie white dude leads her Kundalini yoga class. The God, like the one God.
Thank you to the internet. We are witnessing things as we have never before witnessed in humanity, in the history of humanity. We're witnessing, you know, greed, slaughter in the name of holiness, you know. Israel is doing it right now to the Palestinians, claiming that Jewish people have the right to those lands and to get it by any means necessary. They even floated the idea of dropping.
Oh, can you put a pause here? So this woman is attacking Christianity because Jews and Muslims are killing each other? Does that make a lot of sense to you?
What?
In as much as Christians are involved in the war in the Middle East, it's as victims, as a very, very tiny minority who have no political power whatsoever in the state of Israel or in the Palestinian territories. You're going to attack, of course, because it's politically incorrect to attack Muslims. You're not allowed to do that on the left. They're slightly more inclined to attack Jews, especially on college campuses. But the group that you're really supposed to attack all the time is Christianity, even though they have absolutely nothing to do with the conflict.
Israel has already dropped the equivalent of 2 nuclear bombs on Palestine. So I hate Christmas music because I don't buy it. And our gods right now are money and power.
Yeah. Okay, I'm now agreeing with her.
Free Palestine as always.
Now, well, I don't know about that.
Palestine will be free.
Okay, I don't know about that part.
The commentary here is that this woman hates Jews.
She's kind of schizophrenic here in her take, because the part right before where she says we're just ruled by greed and power right now, those are the false gods that are ruling us. I think, yeah, basically, yeah, good point. We're principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Totally true. But if this woman hates the Jews, then she should attack, you know, Hanukkah or something. In any case, why are you going after Christianity, lady?
Why?
I believe, because that happens to be the right one. But also, even if you don't think that. It's because this woman comes from Christendom. She comes from a civilization that was formed by Christianity. And she's resentful of that and a lot of other things. And so she's attacking the God who made her civilization great and the neglect of whom has made our civilization fall into decay and false gods, as she points out. Right now, go to genucel.com/Knowles, YT, letter Y, letter T. I have got a Christmas gift idea that is sure to make you the hero of the season. We all know the holiday season can be a little bit hectic, the shopping, the cooking, the long list of things to do. Fear not, because I've discovered a gift that is both thoughtful and transformative, the gift of Genucel skincare. From now until Christmas, Genucel's most popular package has a special discount just for our listeners at genucel.com/Knowles, letter Y, letter T. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the absolute best skincare in the world. Those troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, skin redness, sagging jawline will disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular collection. Genucel promises immediate effects. You will see results in less than 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Their products use the best stuff out there on the market. The prices are incredibly competitive. And in fact, they will give you special holiday discounts because they know, even if they lose money on this order, they know that you are going to keep coming back. That is how good it is. Go to genucel.com/Knowles YT. Get this incredible holiday discount today. Every order is instantly upgraded to free express shipping. genucel.com/Knowles YT today.
Still going on about those people?
I guess it's not really a talking point about Christmas. It's that this woman wants Palestine to be free. And here she has a representation of the Madonna, of Our Lady and the baby Jesus. And Our Lady is wearing a Palestinian keffiyeh, which seems pretty sacrilegious. It is simply an incontrovertible historical fact that Our Lady and Our Lord are Jews. Sometimes they'll say, you know, Jesus is from Palestine, which is, I guess, sort of true. And then the pro-Israel people will say, well, Palestine is just a made-up thing, which is, I guess that's true, but all states are kind of made-up things. And that area had been called Palestine since, what, 70 AD?
It was called Palestine by the Romans in 136 CE.
But there was also the Kingdom of Israel, there was Judea, there was, before that, there were the Philistines. And so these things go back a long ways, but trying to appropriate Our Lord and Lady for the cause of Hamas or the modern nation state of Palestine or Israel, for that matter, it's not great.
Well, the more you know, Jingle Bells was not originally a Christmas song, and it was first performed in a minstrel show. The composer of the song is known for other songs that were performed in minstrels.
Camptown Races, doo-da, doo-da, was made to mock the way that...
Can you speak up, please?
Can you crack corn? It's quite literally about a slave. There's a lot of racism in the roots of the United States. And it definitely needs to be acknowledged.
Gwine run all night, gwine run all day. Got my money on the bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay. These songs are all great. A lot of the folk history of these songs is quite dubious. Notice she doesn't really cite her sources here, because I suspect she cannot. But let's go even further. She says that some of these songs were related to the minstrel tradition. The minstrel tradition included a lot of black people. Billy Kersans was one of the most famous minstrel performers and writers in American history. Did blackface performances, even though he's a black guy. Created the Aunt Jemima character, which other white liberals canceled. Do we need to cancel his career because some white lib in the year 2023 doesn't like it? No, these are good songs, and they need to keep their trap shut.
Keep your damn mouth shut.
Okay. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Go to preborn.com/Knowles. I am here today because exactly 34 years ago, almost to the minute, my mother chose life. I guess she would have chosen life in the months prior, too. But anyway, that's when I was born. You are here today because your mother chose life. The miracle of life is a gift that everyone deserves because every life is precious. That is why this show has partnered with Preborn's network of clinics.
So when I came to my first visit and I had my sonogram and seeing the heartbeat, it really hit home that, oh my gosh, there's a miracle literally growing inside of my womb.
These ultrasounds are more than just a medical procedure. They're a gateway to a mother's heart. The moment she hears her baby's heartbeat, the odds of her choosing life double. One ultrasound costs only $28, but any amount will help. All gifts are tax deductible, and 100% of your donation will save babies. To donate securely, dial #250, say the keyword baby. That is #250, say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/Knowles, KNWLES. That is preborn.com/Knowles, KNWLES. I really support this organization. Please donate as generously as you can. preborn.com/Knowles.